我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们匍匐在你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow down before Thee.
我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
We worship You, we praise You.
今天，巴不得神，你把你的灵充满我们。
Lord, we ask You to fill us with Thy Spirit.
让讲的、听的和翻译的都受一灵所感。
Let the speaker, interpreter, and all the listeners are touched by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵运行在我们中间。
May the Holy Spirit move around us.
把的你的灵给高举，你得到荣耀。
May you be exalted. May you get all the glory.
感谢赞美奉主的名求。
We ask this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
弟兄姊妹们，你们好。
Dear brothers and sisters， greetings。
我今天要讲的是复活的基督。
Today I'd like to share the resurrected Christ。
人类的祖先犯了罪。
Our ancestors sinned against God。
神和人的关系就断绝了。
The relationship between man and God was broken。
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
罪的工价乃是死，于是死就来到了世界。
The wage of sin is death. That's how death came into this world.
按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
As man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
人类是生活在痛苦绝望中。
That's how man lived in misery and in desperation.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
救主耶稣基督。道成肉身来到这个世界。
Jesus Christ came to this world. The Word became flesh.
但是世人不接待他，反把他钉死在十字架上。
But the world did not receive him, but crucified him on the cross.
三天以后，主复活了。
Three days after, our Lord resurrected.
他赐给我们一个复活的生命，一个永恒的生命。
He gave us a resurrected life, an eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
人的确是有灵魂的。
We human beings do have spirits.
在1975年 Dr. Raymond Moody 把他所收集的150个 NDE 的病人编写成书。
In 1975, Dr. Raymond Moody compiled a book by collecting 150 NED cases.
他一出版就大为畅销，发行了700万本。
This book became the best-selling book. It sold like 7 million copies.
翻译成各种国家的文字，但是中文没有。
It was translated into all kinds of languages except Chinese.
后来各国又成立了研究所来研究这个问题。
Then many institutes were set up to study these NED cases.
什么叫濒临死亡的病例呢？
What is NED?
就是 near death experience， 就是病人在心脏停止不动，呼吸没有了，而且这个大脑也丧失了功用。
When the patients hit their heart stop beating, their brain stop functioning, and they didn't have any breath.
在 这个时候医务人员医生要在这个时间进行 CPR 的复苏手术来进行抢救。
Then the medical doctors try to do the CPR resuscitation to try to rescue them.
在抢救的期间，病人的灵魂离开了身体。
During this process, the spirits of those patients left their bodies.
他飞到天花板上去观看下面医务人员的抢救。
Their spirits went up to the ceilings in the operating room and they can watch down, see how the medical staff try to resuscitate them.
有的飞到候诊室，有的飞到遥远的家里去。
Some spirits went to the waiting room in the hospital. Some even went to their hometown far away out of town.
他们听到了亲人朋友们的谈话，又看到了他们所穿着的衣服颜色以及房屋中所摆置的情况。
They can hear the conversation of their friends and the relatives. They even can see what they wear and the settings in the rooms.
当他们被救回来以后，这病人就向医生报告他所看见听到的情况。
When those patients were successfully resuscitated, they came back and they told the medical staff what they saw and what they heard.
经过核实，他所讲的、所听到的和当时的情况完全符合。
Surprisingly, after investigation, what they said was proven to be true.
这就充分证明人是有灵魂的。
This can testify that we human beings do have spirits.
就算美国估计已经有1300万人有 NDE 的 experience.
In the United States alone, there are around 13 million people have this NED experiences.
大量的病例证明人确实是有灵魂的。
Lot of cases, substantial evidence has proven that we human beings do have spirits.
能有灵魂就有去向，就有归所，不是到天堂就是到地狱。
Then the spirits of men have destinations, either going to heaven or going to hell.
今天我带了两个很生动的例子。
Today I brought two vivid testimonies.
这个例子第一个就是 Dr. George Ritchie， 他是在1943年20岁的时候参军。
One is about Dr. George Ritchie. He joined the army at the age of 20 in the year of 1943.
驻扎在 Buckley, Texas 的营地上。
And his army was stationed in Buckley, Texas.
有一天晚上，他突然的严重的咳嗽、吐血痰，体温高达106度。
One night, all of a sudden, he coughed, sputum with blood, and his temperature.Rose high as to 106 degrees.
经过医务人员的抢救无效，宣告死亡。
After a lot of efforts from the medical staff to resuscitate him and didn't succeed, and he was declared to be dead.
他有死亡的判断书，他不是一个 NDE 的病人，是一个死亡的病人。
He had a death certificate.He was not an NDE patient, but he was declared to be dead.
在这个时候，他的灵魂飞向家里。
Then his spirit left his body and flying to his hometown.
到 Richmond 的途中，他又这回要回到营地去找他的身体。
When he was on his way to Richmond, his hometown,In the middle of the way, he went back to the to where the army was stationed and he tried to find his body.
他在一个小的隔离病房中找到了自己的身体。
He found his dead body in a small isolation room.
他感觉到非常的痛苦，他说我二十岁就死了。
He was so sad. He said, I die. I'm only 20.
在这个时候他遇见了主耶稣基督。
Then he met Jesus Christ.
他是复活的基督和他谈话。
The resurrected Christ spoke to him.
最后又领他到天堂去看一看。
And the Lord led him to heaven.
他说这里真是美极了。
He said it's so beautiful here.
这个 Dr. George Ritchie 是我查了很多的历史文件，他是第一个死了以后很清楚的写了一本书，等一会你们看，他写了一个 Life After Dying 和 Return From Tomorrow 这一本书，他就说证实生命以后继续有生命存在。
Dr. Ritchie is the first author who wrote this kind of a book to tell people to confirm there is life after life.
请我们现在看一看他的生动的一个 DVD。
Let's watch this DVD.
In 1943年十月初，在主体参军驻扎在阿肯色州的营地，上级领导让他回到弗吉尼亚医学院去学医。他正准备乘火车回 Richmond 的前车，却得到了送呼吸道感染而住进医院。在上火车前的那天，病情突然恶化，他一定要赶上这趟最后一班火车离开巴克转运站，否则就没有办法准时到医学院去报道上课。那天晚上，一阵又一阵的不断咳嗽，口吐血痰，发高烧，病情很严重，然后体温上升高达106度，使他非常惊慌。医护人员赶来，经用救护车送他去医院做 X 光检查。在这24小时内，病情更加恶化，最后将 Switch 昏倒在地上。不省人事，经过医生抢救无效，到最后宣布死亡了，把他送到了太平间，诊断是双叶性肺炎。乔奇维奇医生回忆，在医生宣告死亡后所发生的一切情况，他说：“我知道已经赶不上火车，可仍是想赶。”匆匆忙忙起床，在暗的病房内到处寻找我的指头，但又找不到，我就逃出病房了。在走廊中遇见了一个士兵，他手托一个盘子走来，我就向他问话，他却理也不理，竟然从我的身体中穿了过去，这是我非常的吃惊。然后我就走向走廊的另一端，走出门去赶火车回 Richmond。 当离开医院后，我发现自己在离地50尺的高度腾空向前飞行，速度非常之快，经过城镇，跨过河流，抵达对岸的一个城市，停在人行道上，在一个通宵营业的咖啡馆前遇见一个40来岁的男子，我就问他去 Richmond 的单位，我说先生对不起，这里是什么城市？
我要去 Richmond。 他理也不理，就去开门进了咖啡馆。这是我第二次与人讲话，而他们却看不见我，也听不出我的声音。我又想靠在电话蓝线上想一想，但我的手却穿越了那根电话蓝线。我完全不能相信这些事情的发生。突然我发现我已经离开了自己的身体，现在已经没有我们所理解的
时空观念，时间和空间都已经不再存在了。后来我就向后转，很快的飞回到了医院，穿过走廊进到了病房，见到房间里有许多士兵睡在床上，他们看起来像我，但是在手指上却没有我的戒指，所以他们都不是我。我从一个病房找到另外一个病房，在寻找我自己的身体，最后终于在一个小的隔离病房内找到了我自己的身体。我身体上盖着被单，一直盖到头顶，左手指戴了镶有黑玛瑙的戒指，这是我呀，没错。我非常的恐惧，我全然不能相信这些事情的发生，这证明这是我的身体，我已经死了，我还年轻，只有20岁。突然房间中出现了很强烈的亮光，这个光越来越亮，非常的明亮。在我内心深处听到有声音对我说，站起来，在你面前的是神的儿子。这时候我就在亮光中亲眼见到了那奇妙的救主耶稣基督。然后医院的病房都完全消失了，主耶稣在我20年来在公开场合和私下的一件一件事情都展现在我的眼前。他问我，你如何运用你的一生来荣耀我？我无言可答。他一再一次问我，你如何运用你的一生来彰显我？我知道主明白我的一切，没有任何事物可以在他的眼前隐藏。主耶稣完全知道我，他完全的爱我，他接受我，这是我内心非常的感动。后来他又对我说，孩子啊，你过来过来。他领我去看另外一个世界，那里真是美极了。当我真想待在那里的时候，我发现主耶稣基督已经把我放回到了 Berkeley, Texas 医院的隔离病房中去了。出院以前，我去找我的主治医生 Captain Donna Franzi, 他给我看了病史，证实我当时确实已经死亡。我写了一本书《死亡后的生命》，详细叙述了我经过死亡，经历了死后的生命。我确实相信在死亡后继续有生命存在。
I hope those who only understand the English will understand what they are talking. You okay?
就在他家里回去了以后，休养了一段时间。
After he went back to Richmond, he rested for a while.
然后有两个朋友一起驾车把他送回到 Berkeley, Texas 的营地。
Then two friends gave him a ride in the car to take him back to Berkeley.
在经过 Mississippi River 的对岸的一个城市，他看起来他说非常的熟悉这个城市。
When they passed by the small town across Mississippi River, he felt he was so familiarized with the city.
他就请他的朋友左转弯右转弯去找这个咖啡馆。
Then he instructed his friends to turn left and turn right, try to find this little cafe.
结果找到这个咖啡馆，这个咖啡馆的情况就是这个样子，这个招牌还在，他就是在灵魂中看见了这个。
Then they found this little cafe and the sign of the cafe was correct. That's the one he saw in his spirit.
他在书上写的，他就是说证明他的灵魂在这个时候到过这个咖啡馆。
Then he testified, that means his spirit did visit this little cafe.
到二次世界大战结束以后，他回到 Richmond 去学医。
After Second World War, he went back to Richmond to study medicine.
做医生，后来当了医学教授。
He became a doctor and also professor in medical school.
有一次他在讲课的时候，谈到自己死亡以后的情况的见证。
He shared his experience with his students.
在底下坐在那里的学生之中，有一个就是Dr. Raymond Moody， 我介绍的第一个就是他，因他的听到了他老师的这个见证，给他的启发，后来去发表了这本书。
One of his students was Dr. Raymond Moody, who was influenced by this Dr. George Richard, and he started to study the NED cases.
这本书的最后的结论就是说，我们这个生命以后不是人死如灯灭没有了，而是继续有生命存在。
The conclusion of this book is just telling us, after we die, we still have life.
接下来，一个病人的医生也是在做一个生动的见证，就是他的病人。这是世界上第一个病人啊，有证据，有录像的。这个病人去死的时候去了，看到了地狱。
That's another story, another testimony of a doctor, and he one of his patients did die and went to hell.
他是在做这个平板运动试验，因为诊断他是Heart block, 心脏完全传导阻滞。
This patient was suffering from heart block, and when he was doing the exercise stress test, then he fell down.
他倒在这个平板的机器上死了。
Then he passed away.
结果进行抢救，在抢救的时候，他看到了地狱，他和医生讲他的脸色非常的可怕，说赶快救我，赶快救我，我在地狱中。
And during the process of resuscitation, and the patient's face looked horrified, and he said, "I'm in hell, please help me, save me, help me."
经过起搏器的抢救，起搏，心脏恢复跳动，活了，后来又死了。
After the help of the pacemaker, he came back, then he passed away again, he came back, and so several times, back and forth.
死去活来，反复了几次，最后他坐起来说，我在地狱中，赶快救我，医生，你为我祷告。
Then all of a sudden, he held the doctor, he said, I'm in hell, doctor, please help me, pray for me.
你知道吗？这个Dr. Maurice Rawlings 他不是一个基督徒，他说我不会祷告的，但是因为这是一个临死的病人，他就为病人做了一个祷告， make a prayer.
And Dr. Rawlings was an atheist. He didn't believe in God, so he didn't know how to pray, because this is the request of a dying patient. So he said a made prayer.
他说主啊，求你赦免我的罪孽。
He said, Lord, please forgive my sin.
今天我死了，我要去天堂。
If I die today, I want to go to heaven.
如果我活了，我要永远跟随你。
If I live, I want to follow you.
就这样一个祷告，他重生活复活了。
Because of this prayer, he was saved.
请看一看他的见证。
Let's watch this testimony.
这是我遇到的第一个病例，他突然死亡，同时又见到了可怕的地狱。他是一个有胸痛的患者，我给他做心电图运动试验，运动来增加心率，可以触发病人的胸痛。在内视的心电图可以用来诊断心脏的病变。在试验中，他和 普通人不同，突然心跳停止，倒在地上。我们就即刻进行抢救，护士用呼吸带口对口呼吸，我立即做体外心脏按摩。这个病人的突然死亡是因为有心脏传导阻滞 heart block， 心跳停止。我立刻装心脏起步器，他两眼上翻，口吐白沫，脸色发青。治疗以后心跳恢复，后来心脏又停过再起步，这样反复多次的抢救。他痉挛了一下，脸上非常恐怖的尖叫，我在地狱中，快救我呀。我说别吵，我是医生不是传道人。他又说快救我脱离地狱。他两眼上翻，口吐白沫，心跳又停止了。护士也在旁对我说，医生你得想想办法快救救他。病人又对我说，医生你为我祷告快救我脱离地狱。这病人就这样多次反复死去活来，这是间歇性的临床死亡。我无可奈何，因为这是临时病人的要求。我对他说，好吧，你跟我一起祷告，我说一句你也讲一句。我相信神耶稣是神的儿子，你跟我说，求主赦免我的罪，求你救我脱离地狱。如果我死了，我要进天堂；如果活了，我愿永远跟随你。就这样，这位病人在祷告以后，他的心灵和身体都在基督里有了改变，他不再对我有反抗的举动，而是很平安的躺着，恢复了正常的心跳，又活过来了。
这个病人活过来了。这个
This patient came to life.
Dr. Morris Rawlings 也活过来了。
So did this doctor also came to life.
这个去过看见过地狱的这个病人，给他的震动很大。
This patient who saw hell gave him a great impact.
他回家就去把一个满有灰尘的一本圣经从书架上拿了下来。
He went home and he took up the Bible from the shelf, which was full of dust.
他就在这天晚上读经祷告，星期天去 church 聚会。
So Dr. Rawlings started to read the Bible and he prayed that night and he went to church on Sunday.
他重生复活了。
He was born again.
他写了一本书叫 Beyond Death's Door， 这也很畅销的。他里面还有许多，他以后就是为主做见证，还收集不少的去过地狱的病人回来做见证的这些病人。
He wrote this book, Beyond the Death Door, and he also started to do some research of his patients who did have the hell experiences.
他有一个网页叫 To Hell and Back， 去过地狱又回来的，有很多的病例，生动的病例，你们有兴趣可以去查一查。
He had a website called To Hell and Back.
所以有这么许多的人灵魂出来到天堂到地狱，这都是有科学证明的。
So this is a scientific proof that people do have spirits either go to hell or go to heaven.
我想在座的知道的确是存在的，一定会考虑我将来要到天堂去，没有一个人说我宁可下地狱。我去看在座的没有一个人要。
I believe here nobody wants to go to hell.
那么要天堂，怎么样到天堂去呢？
Then how can we go to heaven?
我们要重生。主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
That is to be born again. Jesus told us, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。主说，你们必须从神。
Except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So the Lord told us, you must be born again.
所以主说，你们要上天堂进天国，你们必须重生。那么什么叫重生呢？
So the Lord told us, we must be born again, then we can go to heaven and enter the kingdom of God. Then what is to be born again?
重生就是神改变一个罪人。
To be born again is God changes a sinner.
主耶稣基督宝贝的血洁净了我们，赦免了我们的罪。
The precious blood of our Lord Jesus forgave our sins and cleansed us.
主耶稣基督赐给了我们一个复活的生命，一个永恒的生命。
Our Lord Jesus gave us a resurrected life, an everlasting life.
让我们有生命的改变，这是从里到外一个彻底的改变。
Will bring about a thorough change from inward, inside out.
使我们在基督里成为一个新造的人。
And make us a new creature in Christ.
那么怎么样能够重生呢？
How can we be born again?
首先我们要认罪，我们自己知道认识自己是个罪人。
We must admit before the Lord that we are sinner.
我们需要救主耶稣的拯救。
We need the salvation from the Lord.
然后在主的面前悔改。
Then we must repent.
要悔过自新，痛改前非，离开罪孽。
We must repent in dust and ashes. We must separate from sin.
然后要从心底里来接受主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们完成的救恩。
We will receive the salvation that accomplished by the Lord Jesus on the cross.
接受主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
Accept Jesus as our Savior.
神是爱。
God is love.
他希望每一个人都能得救重生。
He likes to have everyone to be saved, to be born again.
他看到了你照着他所讲的去做，认罪悔改接受相信。
If we do according to what he instructed, we confess our sins, we admit ourselves to be sinners, and we repent and accept him as the Savior,
他就接受你作为他的儿女重生了。
He will receive us as his children. Then we are born again.
他赐给你一个复活的生命。
He gave us a resurrected life.
圣灵进驻到我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit came into our spirit.
重生得救了。
We are born again. We are saved.
那么你怎么知道你已经重生得救了呢？
Then how can we know that we are born again?
有许多人认为我是基督徒家庭出生的，我是教会学校毕业的，我就是一个基督徒。
Some people think I was born to a Christian family, or I attended Christian school. I am a Christian.
我是相信耶稣的，我经常到教会中去的，我是一个基督徒。
I do believe Jesus. I go to church, so I am a Christian.
不一定。
Not necessarily so.
有的人和我讲一声，我受过浸的，我还不是一个基督徒吗？
Some people even told me, Hey, Dr. Ye, I was baptized. Am I not a Christian?
不一定。
Not necessarily so.
主和我们清楚讲。
The Lord told us clearly.
如果你神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
If the Spirit of God lives in you, you are controlled not by sinful nature. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to Christ.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them, and this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit of God he gave us.
很清楚，圣灵在我们的里面，你知道，人家也知道，看得出来，只有圣灵在你的里面，你才是属基督的，就是一个基督徒，否则就不是，没有其他的理由。
Only when the Holy Spirit lives in us, then we can testify it, and then we belong to Christ. If we don't have His Spirit, then we don't belong to Christ.
圣灵的内住不是一个空洞的理论。
The dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us is not an abstract theory.
不是一个心理上的寄托，精神的安慰。
It's not a relief of mind or something that comforting the heart.
这是一个具体的事实。
It's an absolute reality.
主住在我们里面。
The Lord lives within us.
神是三位一体的真神，神是个灵。
Our God is a spirit. It's a triune God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，三位一体的真神。
The Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, a triune God.
神住在我们里面。我也好长的时间不容易用这个头脑来想，怎么创造宇宙万物，怎么这个伟大的神会住到我们的里面去呢？
It's hard to comprehend such a great creator of the universe. How can he live within us?
我常把一个太阳来做个比方。
I like to use the sun as an example.
太阳我们是肉眼可以看得见的，是神造的，它遥遥的在天上，我们看得见，它是地球的130多万倍这么大。
The sun on the sky, we can see it with our physical eyes, and it's created by God. It's about 1.3 million times of this earth.
世界上的植物、动物、人类，如果没有太阳，就不能生存。
All the creatures on this earth, we human beings,Animals and plants cannot survive without the sun.
它是能量的源泉。
It's the source of energy.
这个阳光，太阳照到我们的身上，我们到太阳底下，照到我们身上，透过皮肤进到我们的里面。这个太阳，这个太阳是不是一样呢？是的。
The sun shines through our skin, and when we can feel its warmth.And the sun within us, is it the same as the sun in the sky?
我们里面有热的感觉，对不对？这个阳
We feel its warmth.
阳光，这个太阳在我们的里面。
The sunshine.
啊，神也是创造宇宙万物的神，高高在上，这个 creator, 这个创造万物的神，他的灵进到了我们的里面，住在我们的里面。圣灵住在我们的里面，就是神住在我们的里面。
The God who created the universe up high in the skies, but His Spirit enters into our heart, that means God lives within us.
我们是自己能够感觉到的，可以感知，感觉到，可以知道的。我们读这个圣经。
We can know it.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保卫师。叫他永远与你同在，就是真理的圣灵。你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of the Truth. I live in you, and you in me.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面。他也住在我们里面。
We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit.
我们重生得救了以后，主的灵，圣灵住在我们的里面，有一个生命的改变，有复活基督的生命在我们的里面，是有表现的。
After we are born again, and we know that the Spirit of the God lives in us, then it will have its manifestation. It will show.
首先，我们和神的关系改变了。以往我们对神漠不关心。
First of all, the relationship between us and God has changed. Before, we didn't care about God.
我们和神毫无关系，现在和神有了一个天父和儿女的关系。
Now we become his son, and we have a relationship like father and children.
我们所信的主耶稣基督，我们不是宗教，是一个 relationship, not a religion, but a relationship.
We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a relationship. It's not a religion.
其他的宗教，他们的教主死了，活人不能和死人有任何的关系。
All other religion, their leaders, their religious leaders are all dead. There is no relationship between the living and the dead.
我们信的是救主，救主耶稣基督是一个复活的救主，我们和他有一个亲密的关系，我们可以交通。现在新的名字叫互动。我们去祷告去，他有回应过来，一个互动的关系，一个亲密的父子关系。
The one we believe is a living God, then we can have, we can experience the relationship with Him. It's a mutual relationship. When we pray, He will answer.
圣灵会指导我们亲近主、爱主，每天读经、祷告。聚会教徒
The Holy Spirit within us will encourage us to be drawn near to God and to read His Word, to pray, and to have fellowship.
我们对罪的敏感性增高了，以前犯什么罪都没有感觉，良心毫无责备，现在有责备了，主在我们里面，他会责备我们，自己责备自己。
After we are born again, we become more sensitive to sins. Before, if we committed sin, we didn't feel anything. And now, we will be convicted.
里面圣灵和肉体交战，在征战。
There will be a warfare within us. That's the warfare between the flesh and the spirit.
神要引领我们过一个圣洁的生活。
The Lord wants to lead us to live a holy life.
我们的人生观、世界观、价值观也改变了。
Our worldview, our perspective on life, and our value system are all different.
从说是的改变成为一个说灵的人生观、世界观、价值观。
Then from worldly into spiritual.
这不是思想改造。
It's not an ideological reform.
这是一个从里到外的一个生命的改变。
It's a life change from inside out.
有救主住在我们里面，有他的生命来改变我们自己，老的老我。
Our Lord lives within us, then His life will change our old life.
还有我们的内心以前是空虚的、贫乏的、饥渴的、枯干的。
Before our life was empty and thirst and drought and void.
苦闷痛苦的，现在呢变得有喜乐和平安。
Now we do have joy and peace.
我们有永生的盼望。
We have hope of the eternal life.
经常想到的是一个永恒的生命，想到的是永恒，而不是这属地的东西。
We think those things stand of eternal value, not just of the temporal.
我底下举两个属灵为人的 见证。
I'd like to tell the testimony of two spiritual giants.
第一个是宋尚杰博士。
I'd like to share Dr. 宋尚杰 with you.
他在美国，在1926年就拿到了美国的化学博士学位。
In 1926, he obtained his PhD degree in chemistry in the United States.
他在日记上记载的他一个重生的经历。
He wrote his experience of to be born again, the rebirth experience in his diary.
有一天晚上，他在主面前痛哭流泪的祷告，求主赦免他的罪孽。
One night he was asking the Lord to forgive his sin in prayer. He was in tears.
他遇见了复活的基督。
He met the resurrected Christ.
他听到主对他说，小子啊，你的罪赦免了。
He heard the Lord saying to him, Son, your sin has been forgiven.
他又见到主满脸发光，手有钉痕的对他说。
He saw the Lord with a radiant face and two nail-pierced hands, saying to him,
你要改名会约翰 John.
You will change your name into John.
我要召你成为先锋之一，去宣扬主必快来，天国近了，主必快来的消息。
I will call you to be one of the forerunners to share the message that kingdom of God is near and the Lord is coming back soon.
他俯伏在地上感谢赞美，痛哭流涕。
He bowed down before the Lord. He praised the Lord, gave thanks to the Lord.
他感恩接受主耶稣基督的呼召，他决志回国传道。
He responded to the Lord's calling, and he decided to go back to China.
他成了一个远洋人回中国。
He got on board an ocean liner.
在途中，他把他自己的化学博士学位的文凭和金钥匙的奖章抛弃在大海中。
He threw away his PhD degree and also degree diploma.And also the Golden Key Award to the ocean.
他把万事看作是粪土，而把基督看作是至宝。
He considered all things are rubbish, but he cherished Christ as his treasure.
他穿上他流泪的和祷告说，和声说，主啊，求你救中国的同胞。
He cried before the Lord.He said, Lord, please save my fellow countrymen.
只要我的同胞能够得救，我就是死我也甘心。
He says, as long as my fellow countrymen will be saved, I'm willing to do anything, even at the cost of my life.
他的足迹打遍了全中国，又到南洋群岛去传道。
His footprints covered all over China. He even went to the South.
在每一次的布道大会上，总有几百几百的人起来决志跟随主。
After every evangelistic meeting, thousands, hundreds of people stood up and accept Jesus as his Savior.
他是神重用的仆人。
He is a servant mightily used by God.
底下我要讲的是英国的 John Wesley.
Also, I'd like to share John Wesley of England with you.
他是一个年轻有为、非常聪明、能干的一个青年。
He was a very smart, brilliant, capable young man.
从 Oxford 大学毕业。
He is an Oxford graduate.
神呼召他做传道的工作。
The Lord called him to share his gospel.
在1739年元旦
In 1739,
他们有个除夕晚上元旦的爱宴。
The New Year Eve, they had a love feast.
他们是一个 感恩的礼拜，通宵祷告。
Also, it's a Thanksgiving meeting, so they prayed throughout the night.
许多的人在他家里聚会。
Many brothers and sisters got in his house.
唱诗、赞美、感恩、祷告。
They sang hymns, they prayed, and they gave thanks to the Lord.
在元旦的清晨三点钟。
Around the 3 o'clock early in the morning.
全体的会场遇见了主。
And all the attendants met the Lord.
圣灵充满了每一个人。
The Holy Spirit came down and filled everybody.
他们大叫欢呼。
They proclaimed in one accord.
大声的呼喊，大大的喜乐。
They shouted and they are filled with great joy.
到最后一次的高呼，主啊，我们赞美你，感谢你，你是我们的主。
They proclaimed in one accord that Lord, you are God, you are our Lord.
他们这一次的聚会，他记在他的札子上，他自己写，其中有 John Wesley, Charles Wesley 和美国的 George Whitefield.
Among all these attendants were Charles Wesley, John Wesley, and George Whitefield from United States. That's George Whitefield.
他们聚会就说以后分散到英国各地传道传福音。
After that meeting, they were scattered in all parts of England to preach the gospel.
带着从天上来的神的能力去传福音。
They preached the gospel with the power came down from heaven.
是英国在教会历史上，他们的英国历史上都有的，是第一次的英国教会大复兴。
They brought about the first great revival of the churches in England.
美国的 George Whitefield 回到了美国。
George Whitefield came back to the States.
John Wesley 也跟着也来到了美国。
Then John Wesley came to join him.
结果导致了一个美国的教会的大复兴，一个 the first great awakening.
Then they brought a big revival in the United States, and they called it the first great awakening in church history.
在他们三位热心传道 John Wesley 在晚年的时候有许多的人去探访他。
Many people visited John Wesley.
他总是对人说，世界上最好的就是神和我们同在。 The best of all, God is with us.
He shared with all the visitors. He said, the best of all is God is with us.
到晚年三位属灵的伟人都一个一个的相继去世，他们葬在一个地方。
John Wesley, Charles Wesley, and George Whitefield passed away one by one, and they were buried in the same place.
在墓碑上写着，
It is written in their tombstone.
The best of all, God is with us.
最好的事情就是神与我们同在。
这是属灵伟人的见证，我们每一个基督徒都会有见证。
This is their testimony. Each child of God, every Christian should have a testimony.
一定有的，有神同在的见证。
We all have the experience of the Lord's presence.
复活基督的生命见证。
The resurrected Christ lives in us. We have that testimony.
许多基督徒认为一信主了就心想事成，万事大吉。
Some Christians think after we believe in the Lord, everything becomes so smooth. You get what you want. You get what you wish.
是的，主允许我们基督徒一生，他的恩典一直和我们同在，一生和我们同在。
The Lord promises that His grace, His presence is with us all the days of our life.
诗篇写了，神的恩典乃是一生之久。
And the psalmist told us that His mercy endures forever.
你重生得救了以后，全是恩典。
After we are born again, it's all grace.
没有咒诅的。
No curse.
但是基督徒还是会犯罪啊。
But Christians still do sin.
神经常用苦难来管教，管教我们。
God sometimes uses sufferings to discipline us.
是恩典。
That's also grace.
你经过了这个苦难，你看，这是恩典。
Through the sufferings.Then you look back, you know, it's grace.
要感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们得救重生以后，有复活基督的生命，我们是超越苦难的。
After we are born again, we have the resurrected life, which conquers, surpassing difficulties.
我们很热心、很好的基督徒也有苦难。
Some devout Christians also suffer.
这是神给我们的试炼，是十字架的道路。
This is a training, a test. That's the way to the cross.
神在我们每一个基督徒身上都有他的旨意，他要磨成我们成为神儿子的形象。
The Lord God has a purpose in each of His child. He wants to mold us.Into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.
是超越苦难的。
This is a life surpassing difficulties.
在患难中，我们有平安。
In sufferings, we do have peace.
在贫苦中有满足。
In poverty, we do have satisfaction.
在百般的试炼中，我们感到喜乐。感觉到神的恩典和慈爱。
In all kinds of trials and tribulations, we do have joy, and we feel experience God's grace.
使我们在万事上得胜有余。
So we will be conquerors of all things.
昨天我的姊妹讲到了我们的一家在文科中受到了极大的苦难。十年的浩劫。
Yesterday, my wife shared our experience during the Cultural Revolution. We suffered for 10 solid years.
因为时间的关系，许多许多复活的见证我都不讲了，我只提两个见证。
Because the time is so limited, I cannot tell you all our stories, but I'd like to share two testimonies.
在文革中，先是我们连床都没有一张，到68年又把我们全家都关起来，隔离起来，我隔离在医院中。
We even lost everything, even we didn't have a bed to sleep on. And in 1968, our family members were forced to be separated.
我在主的面前内心非常的痛苦，我们结婚只有没有几个月就文革了，非常的痛苦。每一个人都关起来，我不知道他，也不知道父母，什么都不知道，都关起来。就在那里，我就向神苦苦的哀求。
Well, I was in such distress and really was stunned because only after we got married a few months, then we started our to suffer, and so when I was locked alone, I was isolated alone. I prayed before the Lord.
我这个时候的灵命很幼稚的哈、哦，在 虽然我也是三代是基督徒，但是我生长在这个时候生长在共党的这个教育制度之下，圣经我也不看。到了学校，住在大学里住在里面呢，根本不敢读圣经。
I was very weak before the Lord. My face was very weak. So I even didn't read the Bible, because in those years under the communist regime, in living in the dormitory, I dare not to read the Bible.
我记得我第一遍的圣经，我到美国了以后我才念的。在中国就是跟着父母去住着礼拜，每个星期住着礼拜，算了，是个基督徒，而且基督徒就在要登记的，在学校里就好像你是一个反革命一样，很怕的。
So I just told you my weakness during my college days. You know, all the Christians must be registered, so it's like a marked person. So I had to be very careful. I didn't even read the Bible, and I really read the Bible is after I came out of China.
我在主的面前祷告，求神救我们，救我们！我说主啊，主啊！你在遥远的天上，你知道我们受这么大的苦。
During our suffering, I prayed. I said, God, where are you? You are high above in heaven. Don't you know we are suffering? Have you seen that what we have been through?
每天内心是非常的痛苦，
every day,
非常的苦闷。
Every day, my heart was heavy and filled with misery.
我在68年10月5号的上午也在主的面前祷告，主啊，救我们，救我们，怎么办呢，怎么办呢，救我们，救我们。
October the 5th, 1968, in the morning, I was praying before the Lord. Ask the Lord to save us, to deliver us.
突然我被圣灵充满，里面喜乐的灵充满了我，我就在主的面前说，感谢主，赞美主，感谢主，赞美主， Praise the Lord, Hallelujah, Praise the Lord,
Hallelujah. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit filled my heart. I started to praise the Lord. I say, thank the Lord, praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
圣灵充满我，我笑起来了。主对我一个字一个字很清楚地和我讲，你当向山举目，你的帮助从何而来？你的帮助乃从造天地的耶和华而来。就这么的速度，一个字一个字一个字。
Strangely enough, the Lord was speaking to me, one word after the other, to my heart. The Lord said, "Ye raise your eyes up to the hills. Whence does your help come from?" Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth.
我这个时候心里面一个轻松，哎，我知道神和我同在，我感谢主。
And then I knew that the Lord was with me, so I had such a release.
经过了十个月的监禁，出来了以后，我就把这个事情一看见父母亲，就和父母亲讲，我听到了这个话。
After 10 months, I was set free and I went home. As soon as I saw my parents, I shared with them what the Lord told me.
我母亲很爱主的，她就把床边暗藏了一本圣经，说这是神的话，这是诗篇121篇啊。
Then my mother loved the Lord. Then he took out a Bible hidden under the bed.And he showed me. He said, "Son, this is Psalm 121."
一个字都不差，就是一个我。
Every word.
我换了一个你。
Is the same, except you become, I become you.
我是没有读过圣经，我是不读圣经的。这个我清清楚楚知道，这是从神给我的。
You know, I didn't know this Bible verse. I didn't read this Bible verse.And it's of this, it came from the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在文革中，后来出来，在文革一段许多的见证都不讲了。我就说，我们经过十年的豪劫，还经过许许多多的苦难，但是神一次一次都带我们平安的过来了。
And after that, we still went through a lot of sufferings.And a lot of tribulations, one by one, the Lord led us through by His grace.
有的时候走投无路，我们主给我们见到了，就是像 却触逢生枯木逢春的经验。
There seemed that there's no way, but the Lord made the way.
我姊妹她这个见证，在1970年，我听到神的话是1968年，她是1970年有这个遭遇，这是很苦难的一个遭遇。但是这她在她身上，在我们家中，这是一个神迹。
Well, I heard what the Lord told me is in 1968. 2 years after, in 1970, my wife had this miraculous experience, as she shared with you last night. And say it's a miracle from the Lord.
我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为神和我们同在。
Even though we walk through the shadow of At the valley of the shadow of death, we feared no evil because God was with us.
我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth.
你们可以看，你们去看我写的一本书里面有几个经验，这是都是神迹，非常非常奇妙的神的拯救神迹。是神带领我们一直到今天。
It is the Lord who led us through until today. It's all God's doing.
接下来的我还讲，时间还有，然后讲我家里的一个见证，是在1988年。
I want to share another testimony with you. That is 1988.
我们三兄弟相继的到了美国，三家都出来了。
We three brothers came to the United States one by one.
我们是80年、79年，我先到德国，然后到美国。79年，我弟弟，我有一个弟弟比我还要先出来，就是在1988年接到老父亲来的信。
Well, in 1988.We received a letter from our father.
他说我的母亲病了，是晚期肺癌。
He says my mother was diagnosed to have lung cancer at its last stage.
已经转移到骨头。
The cancer cells already spread all over to the bones.
周身疼痛。
She was in pain all over.
在因为我同学啊，都是做的比较高的。我们打了电话，这个肺科的专家和我们讲，他只有50天可以活了。
I phoned a lung specialist in Shanghai, whom I know as a friend. He told us that mother had maximum 50 days to live.
这真是一个晴天霹雳，使我内心非常的痛苦。
This news was like a thunderstorm chased away the blue sky to me, and I was so miserable.
你知道我在家里面在文革中受了10多年的苦，一直苦到我们出来，还是家里还住了七家人家，很苦很苦的遭遇。
Well, during those 10 years, we have been through quite a lot. Even until we came out of China, our house was still occupied.By 7 families.
他们两个老人都是80几岁了，一个亲人都不在。
Then, you know, both of my parents was already at their late 80s, so they had no close relatives around them.
我想立刻回去。
I thought I wanted to go back immediately.
但是你知道，我们生活也刚刚安静下来。我在大学院里面做医生，不可能有这么长的假期。
And you know that I work in a medical school, and I cannot afford to have such long leave.
我两个弟弟也是这样，不能回去。
Neither my two brothers.
他全身疼痛。要有3个人服侍才能够翻一个身。
She was in such pain that she needed three persons to help her to turn over on the bed.
我和妈打电话的时候，她总是笑我哭。
When I called my mom, she was crying over the phone. She missed us.
要去看医生，坐汽车也不能，因为她有晕车症，只要一坐汽车，一点点的短距离，她要呕吐。
And she also had a motion sickness. Once she got into the car, she would vomit. So it's hard for her to move around even.
我们进去不可能，那么出来呢？我想。要他们出来，就到美国来。这个时候我们就绿卡，但是我想，让他们出来。
Yeah, we cannot go in to visit her. Then I thought I wanted to take them out of China to come to the States. But at that time, we had only green card.
他是一个濒临死，就是接近死亡的晚期。肺癌的病人，要这么样一个重的病人把他拉出来到美国，这也是很不理智的一件事情。
Then she is such a critically ill patient, and to pull her out of China all the way to the States doesn't make sense. It's not rational.
还有这个时候，1988年，在上海的签证是非常非常难的。
Also in 1988.It was hard to get a visa in Shanghai.
他们是八十几岁的老人，又是有病的。
They are over 80, and also she is a sick person. It's not easy to get a visa.
就算他们批准，那么谁出来了，谁去服侍他们呢？我们都要工作。
Even if they come here, then who is going to wait on them, taking care of her?
我们只有生活安定，还有他们两个也没有保险，谁能够出这个医药费？因为一有急诊，我在医院里是知道，一急诊每天1000块美金是很普通的事情。我的朋友说，你这么重的病人出来又没有保险 ，Dr. Ye, you're crazy, you're bankrupt.
所以，我。You know, if we take them all the way here, they don't have the medical insurance, and who can afford that expensive medical costs? Some friends even told us, John, you are crazy. If you take your mother out, you're going to go broke.
但是怎么办呢？我
So what can I do?
我爱我的父母亲。
I love my parents.
母亲在重病中。一个亲人都不在，我们也不能去，我也不舍不得他摔在那边，来哦，就找几个服侍他的人，就这样算了。我希望在最后的一段时间，我能够陪伴他，给他更多的爱。
So, I love my parents, and I don't have the heart to think that mom was left alone there, dying, and I wanted to accompany her to walk.On this earth, her last journey, and I want to give her love.
我就痛哭流泪的在主的面前说：“主啊，我怎么办呢？我想把爸爸妈妈接出来。
”I was weeping before the Lord. I said, "Lord, what can I do? Lord, I really want to take them out of China."
就在这个有幸到我祷告没有几天。我在晚上在主的面前就跪在那里祷告，主啊，你给我启示，我不能自己该怎么样，我想把他们出来，怎么办
After I received the letter a few days, I prayed before the Lord. One night I was kneeling down. I said, God, what I should do? Please, you give me your directions.
我又被圣灵充满了，又喜乐，里面喜乐。我这么苦闷的时候，喜乐的灵充满我，很清楚的伸手出来。
In that day, I was again filled by the Holy Spirit, and I was even praying in tears. Then I was filled with joy, and I was clearly know that God says I can take them out.
为了称重起见，对神的事情也比较要称重，要辨别主灵啊。我要再写信打电话给里面有我们有爱主非常爱主的这些朋友，也为这个事情祷告。
So I phoned the Christian friends in Shanghai and to ask them to pray for this.
他们都受一个圣灵的感动，说可以出来。
They were all touched by the Spirit to confirm. They said you could take your parents out of China.
所以有内证、外证、旁证，这个属灵的内证、外证、旁证啊，我就清楚的使我的信心增加。我说 ，Lina， 你去接他们出来。
When I got all these confirmation, then I have the faith. I told Lina, I said, "You go and take my parents out of China."
我和 Lina 最后讲，我是心脏的科医生，我不能开这个麻醉药，他每天要很痛啊，很痛。你把国内你到我的朋友那里去叫他们开这个 Morphine Dolandine 止痛药越多越好带出来。
Then I also instructed my wife to take as much as those painkillers like a Morphine Dolandine and all those medications to bring out of China just in case。
好，李娜回去了，他去签证啊什么，单单签证你那可以有一个终点做见证，这个都不讲了，就他陪着去签证。
Amazingly and Lina accompanied them to get a visa。
老年的弟兄姊妹在上海可能知道，这个时候的04是叫王某，有名的年个的爸爸妈妈是80几岁又是有病的，他们看得出来这是有病的，我妈妈很瘦有病的，一去签证丽娜陪去，她说真奇怪，一下子稍微和她讲爸爸妈妈都会讲几句英文，来讲一些英文，爸爸英文也蛮好的，一讲讲英文好go，连我的保姆也跟着去，保姆她说这个人保姆也去go，就签出了。
Amazingly God prepared the way. Not only our parents who are aged, they got a visa immediately the first time. Also our maidservant who waited on them for many, many years, she also got a visa. So three of them were approved.
平平安安的，也没有晕车，也没有晕机，平平安安的，在这个飞机上还有照片，笑眯眯的到了美国。
Well, amazingly, the Lord brought them peacefully arrived in the States.
这是复活基督的大能。
This is the resurrected power of Christ.
在这里和我们的我弟弟亲戚啊，还有个阿姨，还有很好的朋友，都和他们见了面。
They met with the whole family members and also some friends.
欢欢喜喜的过了感恩节、圣诞节、复活节、母亲节。
My mother spent Thanksgiving, Christmas, and also Easter and Mother's Day in the States.
最奇妙的，她到病死不是50天，而是9个月，里面一次都没有痛。
Amazingly, he lived 9 months, outlived the predict of the lung specialist who said she had only 50 days to live. She lived 9 months, and in these 9 months, she didn't have pain even for one day.
Yeah, 没有给她打一针吗啡，没有给她吃止痛药。
All the medications
蛮开心的
I brought out of China
和我们在一起
was not used.
这是神的作为，感谢主。
在
最后两个星期，他有一点气节，所以我把氧气筒，我医生氧气筒、心电图什么这急救的东西都搬在家里，一间房间给母亲，就这样做病房。
In the last 2 weeks, she became weaker, so we turned her room into a ward. We had the oxygen supply, and we had all the facilities. Then John took